The news, first reported in the New York Times, indicates that the investigation led by AG Tish James and launched in March is reaching a new and critical phase. Several women who are accusing the governor of harassment and in one case sexual assault have already been interviewed by investigators, according to their attorneys, and top aides to Cuomo have also been questioned. The governor's account of the events will now be weighed against the depositions from the other witnesses. Cuomo denies the charges, and when he was first accused in late winter, apologized if his actions had been misinterpreted.
I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it.
Since then, Cuomo has been increasingly defiant. He's predicted the attorney general's report will exonerate him.
The report can't say anything different because I didn't do anything wrong.
Cuomo has said he's the victim of cancel culture, and he and his aides have also questioned whether James is motivated by politics, saying she might be trying to run for governor. A spokesman for Cuomo, Rich Azzapardi, says the governor is cooperating willingly, but has made it a policy not to comment on the details of the probe until it's over. But Azzapardi says the media reports cast doubt on the AG's intentions.
The continued leaks are more evidence of the transparent political motivation of the attorney general's review.
James has not said whether she will run for Cuomo's seat. The current governor and his elected predecessor, Elliot Spitzer, were both attorneys general first. A Republican who is a declared candidate for governor, Rob Astorino, says the public should know the parameters of Cuomo's deposition.
What's off limits? What was agreed to? Will he be under oath? All those are interesting questions that should be asked because the public has a right to know what the deal was, what the agreement was for him to testify.
Astorino, a former Westchester County executive, lost to Cuomo in 2014. The attorney general is also looking into accusations that the governor used staff to help him write and edit a memoir on the COVID-19 pandemic, for which he was paid $5.1 million. James was asked about the probes recently and said she has not set a timetable for finishing the investigations.
I cannot give you a date on when it is concluded. It will conclude when it concludes.
The questioning of Cuomo means that the probes will likely be done sooner than later. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.